How do you account for the apparent rise, well, I say apparent, it's not apparent, it's real, the real rise of anti-Semitism, not just in this country, but probably more so in other countries in Europe? We had somebody on the other day from France, just after the attacks there, saying that people want to leave Paris. Jews do not feel safe in Paris. Now, thank goodness, I don't think we've got to that stage in this country, but do you fear that we might?
It's, Ian, I think it's cyclical. You know, you can think about all sorts of reasons for it. In my opinion, when the economy dries up, then they turn on the usual scapegoat, the usual suspect, the Jew. But, you know, there is one school of thought that says it's because of Israeli policies in the West Bank. It isn't. There's been anti-Semitism for 4,000 years, and there will probably always, sadly, be anti-Semitism when the going gets tough. The Jews start packing. I'm afraid that is the case. It's very, very depressing. And yes, that's crossed my mind that it's time to, you know, have a look around for another place to live.
Really?
Well, you know, we've...
Well, you've thought about going to Israel?
I've thought about going to New York. I've thought about going to Israel. You know, there are 245,000 Jews in this country. I've been talking like this for a long time. It's only the last, and my kids are very bored with me, I can tell you, but it's only in the last few months that they've begun to say, Mum, you may have something. There are 245,000 Jews in this country. What's to fear? What's to fear? We don't proselytize. We don't fly planes into buildings. We generally keep on the right side of the law. What is it? What is it? Because I don't understand it at all. I think we give and give and give. We give in science, in art. We integrate. We help. We try. We are philanthropic, and still they start, and it starts, and it's very, very depressing.
And when you have people around to dinner, when you talk to your friends, this is a subject which you all talk about.
I'm afraid so. We do. Yeah, I mean, not to the point of me today. I mean, I didn't mean really to be quite so morbid, but it is Holocaust.
Well, no, it is.
I have met Holocaust deniers, Ian, and that is pretty scary.
So I've got an email here from Blanche, who regularly contacts me, and she says that she had grandparents, aunts, uncles, and young cousins who were murdered in the death camp. She says, anti-Semitism has always been around, but I do not believe it would ever become mass murder here. In any case, if we were not wanted in Britain, thank heavens we now have Israel, so we don't need to plead for sanctuary. And I mean, that's in effect reflects what you just said, doesn't it? That there is that sanctuary there should you ever need it.
There is, yes, but you know, Israel is a fantastic country, and it is a democracy, and women are not beheaded, and they're allowed to drive, and all the good things that the John Snows of this world would deny. They're all, yes, it is a place. But, you know, I mean, like in before the last war, you know, people felt Hungarian, they felt German, they felt French and Austrian, the Jews. But when the roundup came, they were not.
Yeah.
And sadly, the crackpot dictators will come out and they will say one thing. And it's, you know, you know the reason you're living in one room with only two flat-screen televisions? It's because of people with green eyes. And it's a very simple, powerful message, I'm afraid. And you have to be very, very stalwart and bright to say that's rubbish, Mr. Farage.